Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, covering Lincoln County and the Bridger Valley. And joining us this morning is Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon for today's guest interview segment. Governor Gordon, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm doing great. As always, really appreciate your time. And, well, coming out of a couple busy weeks after the legislative session, have you recovered? You back on your feet now?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's always good to have them here. It's a little bit like having Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody comes and then, they leave, and, there's still stuff to clean up after they're gone. So we've been doing that, but it was a good session, and I think we did some good work.
Well, of course, a budget session this year. So let's start with the budget, Governor, talk about that. It seemed like this year it was a much more, streamlined process, I guess is the word, maybe not as controversial, maybe because there weren't as many cuts this year, but the budget was done early. It wasn't a last second thing when it was signed, and seemed like the appropriations kind of pushed through what most of your recommendations were.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Duke. And I'll tell you, you know, a big emphasis on the part of this administration has been transparency. And we wanted to make sure that the budget was understandable, that people could comprehend it, take a look at it, that the reasons we made the suggestions we did were understood. And, you know, I'm happy to say that that seemed to carry through. We heard this was one of the cleanest budgets people have seen. It's certainly $400 million smaller than the last time we did a biennial budget. We were able to take care of a couple of things that have been very much front of mind for me. You know, and particularly I think about some of your snowplow drivers over in the West and elsewhere in the state. We were able to get a certain amount of lift for folks that work for the state of Wyoming, and that was incredibly important. So all in all, I think we did pretty well. What we set out to do was to make sure that we had a budget that looked like every other budget we've had, and then the excess dollars from ARPA we set up and talk about separately.
Well, let's you know, in your state of the state, Governor, you mentioned mental health, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the items you'd like to focus on. And that was one of the things that the legislature cut back a little bit on the budget. Mental health funding in the state of Wyoming, where does that stand?
Well, we were able to get a little bit put back in the budget, and we were able to fund a 24/7 crisis line. I do think that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to contend with, particularly for counties. Title 25 is still a major issue, you know, for the involuntary taking of those people to, you know, get some treatment. And right now that's in county jails, and that costs a lot of money. We need to be able to provide the kinds of care that that people need back in their communities. So we've got a little more to do, but I am happy that we made a bit of a difference in the right direction on this session.
Governor, you mentioned pay raises for state employees. Before the session started, we had spoke on the air with a couple representatives from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, and they talked about how difficult it is to recruit and retain officers. And you mentioned snowplow drivers, and those are just a couple of the examples in state employees. Do you feel like this year's budget lifted those wages and salaries to a more competitive when not only just from neighboring states, but even some of the other agencies from inside of Wyoming?
Well, it got us started. Certainly was an important first step. It didn't take us to market. It took us closer to market. And I think some of the issues still remain to be looked at down the road. But the points that we talked about beforehand and that you've talked about with various highway patrol and others still are very much front of mind. I think really important that people understand it's not just the people we see on the front lines, it's also some of the people behind. Our DFS folks are the people that take care of families in crisis and so on. They're some of the lowest paid employees that we have, and we really have to make sure that they get brought up to a more livable wage as well.
Well, I'm with Governor Mark Gordon on the air today on the weekday wake up. Governor, we do want to talk about the American Rescue Plan funding, but before that, anything else in the budget that you wanted to highlight?
Well, I would highlight that we had a great successful session talking about the Wyoming Innovation Partnership, which is an effort to really reimagine how we're going to provide post-secondary education. We've talked a lot about career and technical education and the ability for community colleges to meet that, particularly when you're looking at Kemmerer and that small nuclear plant that's going in down there. We wanted to be able to really leverage up on Western Wyoming, the community college there, and also have it tied in with the University of Wyoming. The legislature agreed with that. They looked at it, and now we're going to have a way to not only fund but also measure the progress that we're looking at for those kinds of programs.
And now speaking about the ARP funding, the American Rescue Plan funding, these federal COVID dollars, I guess, as they are, how are these going to be invested in the state? Maybe highlight a few ways that this money is going to be spent. And remind us how much money it is. It's quite a significant amount.
Well, yeah, it's over $1 billion, and it's quite a windfall for the state. We wanted to, and I made clear about this, my biggest concern is these are all borrowed dollars from generations to come. And if our great-grandkids are going to be paying for all this money, we should make sure the investments go to their benefit. And that's exactly where we've put them. A lot of the money that we got from the American Rescue Plan was able to be put into savings. Some of it significantly able for the governor to access, for example, with some of the projects like TerraPower, possibly also with the hydrogen hub that may be coming. And one of the things that's near and dear to anybody in Wyoming who values the coal industry, our ability to do carbon capture and sequestration. There are a significant amount of these dollars that are available for match. And that will provide an opportunity to help transition some of those really important legacy industries. We also want to be able to match infrastructure dollars that are going to be coming our way to repair those bridges that are so important to travel. I know you can't take a cattle pot over one of the bridges up in Jackson right now, and that may be true of some of the other bridges that we see. We need to get those bridges so that we can have the commerce that we're accustomed to.
Well, I'm with Governor Mark Gordon today on the SVI Radio Network. Governor, before we move on to some other pieces of legislation that were discussed and passed at the session, you mentioned transparency, and that was a big for you when you took over as Governor of Wyoming. So how can people find the budget in a way that they can understand and read and see? Where's the best place to get that and see where Wyoming dollars are going?
You can look at Wyoming Sense, wyomingsense.org. It's actually .gov, I'm sorry. It's an outline of the budget there. There's also the auditor has a transparency site that you can see exactly where dollars are going to Duke. So there's a lot of opportunity there to look at that. And, of course, the legislative service has the budget fully outlined.
Well, I'm with Governor Mark Gordon on the weekday wake-up here on the SVI Radio Network. Of course, there were a number of other bills, a lot of other bills discussed by the state legislature during the session. A couple of those had to do with abortion, and there was the bill that said if the Roe versus Wade was ever overturned by the on the federal level, that abortion would automatically become legal in the state of Wyoming. Expand on that bill, and is that one that you supported?
Duke, I think you said it would become legal if I misunderstood you.
Yes, illegal. I'm sorry. Yes, illegal.
Yeah. And it's what's called a trigger bill. It's one that has a lot of national attention. Trigger bills sort of anticipate things that might happen. Generally, I don't think it's particularly good to be legislating that way. But in this case, that bill pass, and I certainly supported it. It's consistent with my views on abortion. But I want to remind people in Wyoming that Wyoming has very strong anti-abortion laws right now, And certainly, being pro-choice person, I'm comfortable where we are with that.
Pro-life.
Yes.
You and I both got this backwards.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get there, Governor. We'll get there. Another bill of interest to our listeners has been the Senate File 102, the Second Amendment Protection Act.
Yeah, that bill actually is coming up for a signature later today. It's another one of those bills that garnered a lot of national attention, heard a lot from people around Wyoming. Certainly happy to sign it. But I think Wyoming voters should be aware that we had a Firearms Freedom Act that we passed years ago, actually before Governor Meade was governor, and it had really strong protections for Second Amendment rights. So Wyoming has really been a leader and a bellwether for Second Amendment preservation. In fact, I think if you looked at it before the Second Amendment Preservation Acts became kind of a national buzzword, you could look online and see that Wyoming was the first state to really have those kinds of protections built in to our legislation already.
And Governor, you kind of alluded to these bills earlier on, but you talked about the carbon storage and sequestration liability. There was the House Bill 131, which is nuclear power generation and storage amendments, and in Lincoln County with nuclear going into Kemmer, and then you talk about ExxonMobil's carbon storage facility in LaBarge. Maybe highlight a couple things out of those bills when it comes to the future of energy in specifically here in Lincoln County, but also around the state.
Well, absolutely. I do think Wyoming's got a very bright future in this regard. I mean, we are an all of the above energy state. You know, it's great that we have wind and solar, but it really is remarkable the opportunities we have with this nuclear plant using domestic uranium, finally. not Russian uranium, so that actually is going to be good news for our uranium miners in Wyoming. But the carbon capture and sequestration and storage, those are all incredibly important aspects of powering our nation going forward. You know, sometimes the wind doesn't blow and sometimes the sun doesn't shine, and that we need a dependable, reliable source of dispatchable energy, and that's exactly what the Kemmerer nuclear plant will be able to provide. It's exactly what our coal fleet already does. And if you really look at what the opportunity set is, being able to sequester that CO2 that's generated off of the plants actually makes Wyoming really profitable looking into the future. That plant that is being considered for Exxon is just going to be the start of it. There's over 1,000 years of carbon dioxide sequestration potential, geologic sequestration in Wyoming. Really, Wyoming and North Dakota are the only two states that have that opportunity right now. And it certainly is something you're going to have to do regardless of how you power this country. We've got to do something about sequestration.
Well, another big issue that the legislature tackled at this year's session, of course, was redistricting. They came out with what they call the 6231 plan to add a Senate seat, add two House seats as a way to solve some of the redistricting issues within the legislature. What were your thoughts on that bill as it came out of the legislature?
Well, I was kind of drumming my fingers hoping it was going to get to my desk at some point because it just was right down to the very wire. In fact, I had prepared a proclamation that was going to call them back in on Monday following that session if they hadn't gotten to the finish line. We're reviewing the final product. I think by and large it looks that there are some areas where there's a bit of concern that they addressed in some of their language, but by and large it looks like a compromise, and compromises usually mean that some people aren't as happy as they might be, but pretty much everybody gets what they want or need. The one area that really is still maybe a little bit out of sync is an area close to me. I'm very familiar with it, Claremont, Arvada. They're just a few miles from my ranch, and I know those people, and I know being part of Johnson County is a big part of what they would like to see. So I think the plan's a good one, by and large.
Well, Governor, any other bills or pieces of legislation that came out of the session that you wanted to highlight today?
Well, I think it was just generally a pretty good session all in all. The areas that we talked about a little bit, the opportunities to make a difference with education, the opportunities to make a difference with how we power the country and kind of establish more diverse revenue structure. All of those things were good. I think the broadband aspect that we put in will help power all that broadband access that is so important to the future of our state. So overall, Duke, I think we had a pretty good go of it. I'm really happy that that Wyoming has a good legislature that has their eyes on the future.
That's Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon here on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, before we close here, just want to give you a chance about rescinding the public health emergency order last week, kind of making it official. That had to feel real good.
Well, it really did. It was long time in coming, and I think people, particularly over in your neck of the woods, Duke, I just wanted to make sure people understood that when the emergency was declared, it was a federal emergency. We followed suit a little bit later. And then some of the components of that emergency take a little while to kind of back out, which is why we extended the opportunity for nurses to stay in state even if they're licensed, and that gives them a chance to get their licensure. It just took a little bit of time to disentangle it. It really did feel good to have the emergency over. People in Wyoming, are to be commended for the way they addressed this whole issue with responsibility and taking care of one another. And I'm just really proud to see that was as successfully done as it was.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon with us on the Weekday Wake Up with SVI Radio. Governor, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.